think you're going to be writing your strongly worded letter of complaint. So I changed things and got changed fucking to bloody or whatever here and there and got it down to this number 15. But when we came to record it, there was a Doogie Henshaw was playing Jack Parlabane, and we got to a particular line, and Doogie said, "This line doesn't work the way it's been softened. We need the word fuck in this line." And I said to the producer, "That's no bother, you know, because I can just borrow a fuck from page 15 and change something on page 24. And she said, "No, because the BBC don't only have to sanction the number of instances, but they also have to sanction the context, because they don't want you saying fuck frivolously, you know." And I think also they were concerned about some possible horse trading, whereby writers might phone each other up and say, "Have you any fucks left over, you know, from that thing you wrote last month?" See, I can't tell a lie, I do have three lying around, you know, but the problem is I'm saving up for a cunt, you know, otherwise I'd let you have them. So that was, yeah, that was the second coming of Bamport Central. In fact, one of the more colourful aspects of recording it was that because a lot of it's in Parlabane's head, and you're trying to bring that to life, and especially on radio where you can't show something visually, and I thought, I don't want to have a voiceover, even though he's got a good voice. I thought, it's just become one voice, that's the problem. And I thought, how do I convey this? And a sort of inspiration struck me that it would be the first day of the football season, and he'd be listening on the radio, and so he's listening to the radio commentary, and then it becomes, the commentary starts to come into his head over what's going on in Edinburgh when he's trying to avoid the guys giving him leaflets, and then during the robbery. And I got the guy to do the football programme on Radio Scotland, the guy who's the main anchor, the commentator, and one of their pundits, and I wrote all their lines for them, and so Parlabane's, you know, insanity inside his head was all recorded very well for the most part by these guys, and the commentator got absolutely bang on, and I'd written his own little verbal tics in there, and that was fine. But the very end of it, he had to record a bit where it goes back to reality and it becomes football commentary, and he could not do his own football commentary. You know, as I was saying, just imagine, you know, the St Johnson have scored, and he was just rubbish at it, and we were all sort of falling about laughing at how he just couldn't do it. It was fine when he was saying, and you know, Dan Geyser's got the shotgun, and he was doing that no bother. And eventually we had to get Richard Gordon, who's the anchor, and Murdo McLeod, who's a pundit and sort of former player and manager. They had to go into the sort of other end of the studio and pretend to score a goal, you know, so that he could comment on it going on.
Into football, they'll say many people know you as a writer.
was the laughter reading this thing? And the guy, he won't be able to get this published, but in the next couple of years, he will find a vehicle for his talents. He's one of the most naturally gifted comic writers I've ever read. The guy's name's Barry Phillips, and he is going to be a big name.
I mean, one thing I'll say is, all of us in the climate community are always moaning about the fact that climate matters is seriously, and of course, no climate novel has been shortlisted for the Booker Prize, but you're the one writer in our midst who has these feeling that it can happen. Of course, you have won a mainstream award not connected with climate. You've won the Hugo Woodhouse Prize for Comic Crime Fiction. Is this the one where they give you a nice cake?
Yeah, I.
What happened to you?
you get a symbolic share in a pig, and the pig is named after the winning novel. So there's some poor porker saddled with the name All Fun and Games until somebody loses an eye. Although I think it might have been abbreviated to AFAG. And it was the single most uncomfortable photo shoot of my entire life, because it's sponsored by Bollinger as well, and by Everyman. So the Everyman part is you get the complete works of P.G. Woodhouse, which is lovely. Even lovelier is you get Jeroboam of Bollinger and six bottles of Bollinger. But the less lovely part is the photo opportunity with the pig. So I was at Hay on Y to have this photo taken, and the pig's obviously a bigger draw than me, or certainly had a bigger ego than me, because the pig in true Hollywood style wouldn't come out of her trailer. And so her piglets were sent instead. So I was photographed with this Jeroboam and these piglets. Now, the problem with this is, with a Jeroboam of champagne, is there's this scale effect, and it doesn't look like you're holding a really big bottle of champagne, especially when there's piglets around you. It looks like the bottle of champagne is normal size and you are a midget. So there's this hobbit, hobbit Brookmire.